We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful, Lord.
Hallelujah. Can you open to the book of Romans chapter 14 verse 23 as we continue this journey of faith? And this morning we are going to start a series on faith series. And by the grace of Almighty God, we shall be looking at something very tangible today that many believers are not even aware of. Majority are not aware of this reality. And the Lord will help us to unravel this by spirit so that we continue to see ourselves exactly the way God is seeing us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Activation energy. That's what I will be emphasizing all this morning as we continue the journey of faith. If you are there, can you say I am there? Please, if you are there, read for us quickly. If you are in Romans chapter 14 verse 23. Read for us. Whatsoever is not of faith is what? Whatsoever is not of faith is what? Whatsoever is not of faith is what? If it is not of faith, it is what? It is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. It shows that anything that will come
You know, in righteousness must come by faith. So righteousness don't come by your works or your deeds. Righteousness comes by faith in the Son of God, in what Jesus has done. So you see how crucial faith is in the kingdom. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of seen, not seen. The evidence of things not seen. So access to the things of God cannot be guaranteed without faith. Faith is needed for any man to journey in the invisible realm of God. Anywhere faith is missing, God cannot be found. You want God to move in a particular situation and matter, release your faith. As soon as your faith is released, God is committed. The commitment of God over a man's life can be limited if such man lacks faith. So what put God in motion over any life is nothing but his faith. The scripture says, for the just shall live by his faith. Shall live by his faith. By faith you are justified, and by faith you continue to live and enjoy all that you have received through Christ Jesus. So when faith is lost, then such man, any man without that faith, is missing. Do you want to be at the center of God's heart every time? Do you want to always see God move on your behalf? Do you want God to always show forth in any situation you find yourself? Then you must be a man of faith. A man of faith. So faith can be seen in diverse ways. There are different definitions and interpretations we can give to the word faith. But this morning, we are going to start this journey from a place. Now I'm going to ask you, what faith do you think a dead man has to bring himself back to life? Or what faith do you think a dead man has to believe in Jesus? What faith do you think a dead man has to have faith in God? Is that clear? Do you get my point? Are you getting me? Now, what kind of faith do you think a dead man has that will make him to have faith in God? What kind of faith do you think, if a man is dead, what kind of faith do you think such man has that will make him? Nobody is saying anything. It looks confusing, I mean. Now, is it possible to have faith even as a dead man? In fact, you are not alive. So it is not possible for you to talk of believing if you are not alive in the first place to make a choice. You say, okay, this is what I want to do. I believe in this person or I'm not going to believe. So what faith do you think a dead man has? To have faith in God. Open to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
Is anybody there? Okay.
For by grace are ye saved. Through what? Through faith. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. By grace are you saved through faith. What saved a man? What? Eh? Somebody say faith. Somebody say grace. Eh? Grace saved a man. But that cannot be activated without faith. So as powerful as grace is, as so important as grace is, if a man lacks faith, it will be very, very difficult to enjoy the supply of grace. So I now ask, if by grace we're saved, then the scripture is now saying that salvation must come through faith. It shows that the door, the access to God, comes by faith in Him alone. You know that there were men in the Old Testament time that also received this grace, like they were also saved, even though Jesus Christ had not died. The Bible says, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him what? Righteousness. So what did he believe? See, if you are talking of men of faith, they are not just limited to the New Testament men. No. Abraham believed God. The Bible says he believed, he had hope against hope. He believed so much in the Lord that the Lord looked at him and put in his account righteousness. Those were men who saw, who laid hold on the substance of the things hoped for. Jesus Christ had not died, but they believed that he would die one day. Have you ever seen such man like Joseph in the scripture, when they were in the land of Egypt and it was time for him to die? He told them, keep my bones. He was too sure that God one day will lead people out of this land of Egypt to the promised land. And he said, see, even when I'm dead, I want to enter into that promise. There was a promise available, and somebody captured that. Now, even though he was preparing to go, to leave the earth, he still wanted to live in tomorrow, like he was going. And he said, please, package my bones. So at that very time that the Lord will release you out of this place, go with my bones. He was ready to go, to depart from this earthly realm. But what the Lord said, that man captured the substance of God's word. He laid hold on it, that he even believed that timber here, who in Bagua Minori Koti Olorun so he oturo. So in case timber ku ninu ibiti mo susi ti mo ti ku, I still have belief. I still have faith in what he said, that is taking us to a land flowing with milk and honey. Take my bones and carry it. There was nothing at all that looks like it. When God came to Abraham, he believed. What we are enjoying today happened because one man believed. And those things came to pass in our own lifetime. Some people still find it difficult to believe, even when Jesus had died. Some men existed before he died, and yet they believe that these things will come to pass. And they heard on the
they were able to embrace what the Lord has said with everything in them.
What is activation energy?
In chemistry or physics, you will see the word activation energy as the minimum energy required for a reaction, for a chemical reaction to take place. A minimum energy required for a chemical reaction to take place. Activation energy is needed for a chemical reaction. It's a minimum energy required for a chemical reaction to take place. God is so powerful and is so mighty that he has made all things available for everyone. Nobody will have excuse on the judgment day. I say, I don't believe. I don't know. That's why I don't believe. No. So I see this activation energy as the energy of the Spirit that unlocks the supernatural dimension in a man. And as soon as that is unlocked, you are set in motion. You know, listen to me, everybody. What is energy? Eh? The ability to do work, right? Is that correct? Is that correct? Okay. Energy is what? The ability to do work. So it shows that without energy, will anybody be able to work? So it shows that if you remove energy from anybody, then he will not be able to work. He will not be able to function. He will not be able to do anything. Even though he's thinking of it, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, then it will not be possible at all. So what death? Do you understand? The one of the signs of a man who is, one of the qualities or the characteristics of a man who is dead is that he lacks ability to respond, talk less of even walking at all. There is no energy, there is no strength again in the person to function. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is no energy, there is no ability at all for that person to function. So it is so difficult for that person to continue to think of doing work at all if energy is not available. It is one thing for the energy to be available, the ability to do work to be available. Are you getting me now? It's another thing to live always without such energy. It will be too difficult. It will be too difficult. So a man don't just need faith to continue to do work or to continue to move in the Lord first. So there is a required energy for faith to come alive in a man. So when I say heart by faith, I'm speaking to a man who is alive in the Lord first. So it shows that there is faith there first. But how come do you receive this? It is by the work and the operation of the Spirit. He said, if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from death comes upon you, he said, the same Spirit shall quicken your mortal body. So there is an awareness. You are awake. I don't know, if a man is sleeping, can he be thinking of work? So it takes being awake first to think of, okay, this is what I want to do. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the scripture says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. It is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So as soon as the activation energy comes, righteousness is activated. quiet and peace. Peace suddenly comes alive. The one thing that will not be missing, it is the joy in the Holy Ghost. For a man who cannot find all these three things can never function in faith. So the activation energy comes into a man as the Spirit of God is supplied. So as you receive that Spirit on the inside of you, you are alive unto God. The God dimension in you is unlocked. So suddenly you just know what to do. You just know the step to take. There is the knowing. The Spirit of the Ancient One will continue to rule, take over. You are just alive. You are available to make move in the right direction. So that is why righteousness is not just what you do. It is the reality you receive as soon as this life comes into you. So the divine nature is activated in a man when that energy of the Spirit is released. So a man who is dead, suddenly, bam, is back to life. Why am I doing this? You are now trying to like, wow, I've been doing so many things that are wrong. That's why you don't make a man righteous by fighting his actions. You don't make a man right. Correct by fighting his actions. You don't make a man righteous by fighting his actions. He said, for the kingdom of God is not in meat, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the righteousness of God is imputed and impacted into you by this supply of energy. And as soon as you receive this, see, a man who is righteous, there is this kind of enthusiasm. Now, listen to me. One thing that the nature of sin has done to a man is to always keep such man like this. Even though you have wonders in you, you can never manifest on your meat. You are always like this. Because you are always ashamed of yourself. You see yourself doing things you don't want to do. You are just like, why am I doing all this rubbish? You are just like this. You are just like this. Why exactly do you think the scripture says it is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost? When there is no righteousness, there is no peace. When you look at a life and you can't find righteousness in that life, then there cannot be peace in such life. And this righteousness is not what you work for. It is not what you give to yourself. Are you getting me now? It is a supply from above. And this dimension is activated in you as soon as the energy of the Spirit comes in. You just suddenly, wow, wow. So I am righteous. All your sins, everything, wipe off. Are you getting me now? As soon as that happens, there is a level of peace you enjoy. And the scripture says, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. No man will be able to act in faith without the presence of these three elements in him. And those three elements, you don't labor to get it. The activation energy of the Spirit supplies it. He said, by grace are ye saved through faith. It is not of your power or your work. What has made that happen is nothing but the grace of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is nothing but the grace of the Lord. So when you hear faith is the substance of things hoped for, the word substance there also means deeds. Deeds. The word deeds. D-E-E-D. Is the substance. That is an action that is channeled or directed towards your hope, or that is expressing your hope. Are you getting my point? I hope that this man is healed. It doesn't end in hoping, but that you make move towards that person. That is faith. The substance of things over, that is, it has not happened, but yet you have captured the result in your hands. When you see a man healed by that,
For instance, you want to lay your hands on anybody and you see the person here. What has happened is that the man who ministered have actually laid hold on the substance of that operation before carrying out the action. So you hope that this person be healed, but yet, what we call faith is your ability to capture the substance, the deeds. Are you getting me now? It is the understanding of this substance that draws you towards the person. Have you know? You can't go like this. So your hope is in consonance with your deeds. Faith is released. When your hope is consonance, is in alignment with your deeds. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hope. I mean faith is released. So when you say a man is a man of faith, it's not the one who confesses. Faith is not confession. It's always I confess my faith, I confess. This one, I confess. No. Faith is profession. It is not confession. And when you say something is your profession, it is what you practice. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when you say something is your profession, it is good that you confess by faith. Every confession that comes by faith, if it doesn't meet with action, it is no faith. So confession is not, I will be admitted. I will be rich. That is not faith. Faith is not a confession. It is a profession. Is it possible for you to be in a profession and not practice in that profession? If you say tailoring is my profession, it shows that you have been practicing there. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have been practicing. So faith is actually practicing the word when it doesn't look like it. I mean the word of God. So what can bring about this dimension is the supply of the energy of the Spirit. Listen to me. You can think of good things and many wonderful things in the world. You will keep hoping. Without the substance of that thing, there will be a problem. So anybody can hope, even unbeliever. They are hoping that it will be good one day. But that is not faith. Activation energy is what sets a man in motion in the direction of his hope. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
And this thing you know nothing about. God supplies such. As soon as he releases such dimension into you, you just feel you are alive. And one of the things, I told you three signs that you must see. It is righteousness. You are just aware. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is not just a mere confession. It is a profession because it is a reality in you by virtue of the activation that happens by the Spirit. So that energy comes. You said energy is the ability to do work. And I said faith is nothing but acting in the direction of God's word, even when situation doesn't look like it. So it is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have seen a lot of things in the scripture and you hope that one day it will come. So the substance of things hoped for means the deeds of things hoped for. It means acting in the direction of your hope. It means functioning in the direction of God's word. This foundation must be laid. When you tell a man who can't feel the righteousness of God, who doesn't even have a taste of peace, and he doesn't even have joy in the Holy Ghost, such person cannot. Have you ever been in a meeting and as you are ministering, inside of you, you just feel a serious move? You just feel God is here. Are you getting what I'm saying? At that time, you are not afraid to say, in the name of Jesus, let power move here. It comes naturally because by the supply of the energy of the Spirit, there is an ability to walk. Hey, it is easy to exercise faith when the energy of the Spirit is made available. You can think of so many glorious things and never lift up your finger to touch them. And you keep praying, Lord, I confess this. I said it. Faith is not a confession. It is a profession. It's a profession.
And it is a profession. If it is a profession, if you remove the practicality or the practice from your profession, it is no longer a profession. It is a confession. I will be a medical doctor one day. It's different for the person who is in medical school. It's different for the person who is in the medical school. So the reason why many of us exercise faith and we don't see results is that we only hand our faith in confession without seeing it as a profession. And it can only be a profession when the activation energy is released into us. And that happens by the Spirit. By the Spirit. So one day I will be great. One day I will do this. One day I will raise the dead. One day I will heal the sick. One day I will be married. One day I will be this. Good and beautiful confessions in our churches today. But yet, we have few believers who makes faith a profession. I said activation energy is the minimum amount of energy needed to set forth a chemical reaction. So a chemical reaction takes place when that energy is supplied. So you will now understand when Jesus said, if your faith can be as small as mustard seed. What moves the mountain is not how big your faith is. It is actually the quality of your faith, not the quantity of your faith. Not the quantity. So that is why the kingdom of God will not always be on meat and drink. He said, it is the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so before we close this morning, I would like to emphasize on that powerfully, because it will help us in this journey of faith. The fact is that all that you need to enter into this dimension is simple. Only believe in what Jesus has done. You come alive. So as you come alive, so you suddenly you just know that I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Have you been preparing at all for ministration and you don't feel anything? You don't feel like doing anything. And if you don't feel like doing anything before you leave your house, there is a kind of fear that you have in your heart, even as you are going to minister. And probably you want to go and give a talk. You are trying to prepare, even though you have all manner of materials, resources before you. You are trying to prepare and put things together. But the more you are doing it, you feel so dry. Just like you said, I think you came here one time, you gave a testimony that for some days you have been trying to, in your devotion, you have been trying to feel the Lord. You are not even feeling Him. You feel, what is going on here? And suddenly you came for a program, then you went back. And at that time, all those things you were expecting, are you getting what I'm saying? See, there is a way they push you to work. The days you don't feel like you don't, that energy is not there. You are not, the ability to work is not supplied. It will only affect your spiritual life. Like when I mean your work with God, it also affects every other area. You want to take your bed. You put the water there, you come and sit down first and think, God, are you thinking about? You can't explain. Until that energy is supplied, every man is limited in his faith work. So faith work is not possible. It won't be easy at all for any man without the supply of this energy of the Spirit. So anytime you are feeding on the Scripture, are you getting what I'm saying? How do you build your energy level? Eh? That energy is the ability to work. How do you build your energy level? How do you receive energy? Oh, you eat now. You feed on good food. And as you do that, you are sure that there will be supply of strength. You will know what I'm saying if you have not eaten for 3 days. I know some of our sisters here now, don't face to face. Some of my sisters will now be like this. You know, even though you feel like sinking, they give you the mic, you are just like, you are there trusting God to do what you love doing. Because the energy is not there. So you always love to do great things in God. You always love to do nice things in God. If this energy is not there, it will be problem. It will affect your relationship with God. At home, in your secret place, it will affect it. You know what it means to carry your big Bible and you move to the other room to study, and you got there just 5 minutes, you are sleeping. Even you took the Bible, and when you left the room, you said, I've fellowship down for 2 hours. Just to kneel down there under 2 minutes. You pray for 2 minutes and you slept for another 2 hours. And you are up, you're like, we will pray. But there are days that it's not as if you have it in your agenda to spend 2 hours. You just said, let me pray for a few minutes. You just find yourself praying. That is why some people will tell you, don't always talk about sin inside church. Don't fornicate. Don't do this one. Don't do this one. Let's deal on the main matter. I said it, that you can't make a man right by attacking his wrongdoing. Yeah. You can't make him right at all. So when you fuel that energy of God in you by feeding on God's word, faith comes alive. So that's why you hear, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of the Lord. So faith is built when you feed on God's word. The bread of life is available for every man. So as soon as the activation energy takes place, bam, faith comes to life. So you keep building your faith by feeding on God's word. You keep praying, building your faith by feeding on God's word. This is how you build the energy of the Spirit. Then the ability to walk comes. You don't need to pray for it. And may I tell you that everything you need in God has been released into you. Just like you don't grow up to see this hand joined to you. It has been there. Even when you were small and you don't have power to carry this shit, it has been there. But as you feed, the energy is increasing. You are also advancing. Your muscle is increasing. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you can now say, okay, I want to pick up this fan, pick up this deep freezer, pick up this chair, and move it anywhere. What has happened to you? Nothing has been added. You only, what has taken place is what is called growth. Are you getting my point? Are you getting my point? But before such growth took place, something happened. Someone labored and they said, push. You know, when you say push, and the person has been pushing, There is something the nurses or the medical doctor will always look out for, or the midwife. Show she the strength, you still have strength, you push. The moment you discover that the person doesn't have enough strength to push again, what will happen? It will result to operation, whatever. You need to carry out the baby because there is a level of energy needed to even push out. And that was what Jesus did. So the activation energy happened when Jesus jumped up from the dead. It was released. Let me tell you, you were given back to as soon as Jesus stepped up. So believing in what Jesus has done is simply what has happened. Now, listen to me. If you look at what Jesus has done, probably after preaching, and he said, if you want to give your life to Jesus, come, and you open your mouth and say, Jesus, I believe in what you have done. What just happened to you was that, you know, that reality, what happened to him when he was dead, and he just, bam! When he was dead for 3 days, he was actually Baba Robbie Wangba. Immediately resurrected. That energy was what is it? Is it if the spirit that raised Jesus from death comes upon you? Say the same spirit that raised him from death shall quicken your mortal body. So when he was dead, he was actually laboring. He settled so many things right there so that we can come out live and healthy.
So on the third day, he gave the last push. Madam, push! Okudie, push!
That's why, listen to me. We always say that if Jesus didn't appear on the third day, like if resurrection didn't take place at the third day, then our faith, our Christianity would be. If he had died like that and nothing came forth. So we were brought forth when he came forth from the dead. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the require, now listen to me. As soon as the woman pushes, what will happen? The voice of the woman will come down, the voice of baby will be released. So as soon as Jesus pushed us out and we were released, bam! He shed out of the sea, then we came on board. So at that time, what energy do you think the baby needs to shout? It came naturally. The energy will come naturally. So you are just like, a newborn baby. No, you won't teach the baby to shout. In fact, he will be shouting with with everything. And you are like, calm down. If I tell about kicking the shit, and book. Ofe pashe, more yaya larani. To buy a common, what will happen? You try to, he must cry. That baby must cry. You beat the baby, So if indeed you are born again, that energy of the spirit has been released. The ability to cry, Abba Father, is in you. He's in you. So the license to suddenly open your mouth and say, Abba Father, was released the very day you came out of him, as he labored in 3 days in the tomb. Just by that push, you surfaced. And as you surfaced, that energy was released. So he left, then you came on board. He was lifted. That is why your reality is not just the reality of death of Christ in his death. Your reality is also the reality of Christ in his resurrection. So the activation energy was released the very day you were buried, released. And so the ability to walk has been supplied, the energy of the Spirit. And he said, the kingdom is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, you know what it means that you have been robbing everywhere, you have been killing people, and you appear in a court just to be judged. And somebody just appeared that I've labored on behalf of this person. Take me instead of him. And they took the person, and you were discharged, released. And they asked you to go. What will happen to you? You were seeing death like this. They always said, now this is my final word. This is my judgment. You were already expecting. Go and hang him. That's your expectation. And somebody just came in and said, no, I've labored 3 days inside the tomb. Take me and let him go. What will happen to you? What will happen to you? You will rejoice. You will rejoice. Not only you, everyone around you will rejoice. Our rejoicing shouldn't just be on food. It should be that new person has been bettered, a new man. So the rejoicing in the church should happen because we see souls saved. Righteousness, when you live with the consciousness that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, there is a rejoicing in you. So every believer should get to church and have joy in the Holy Ghost. And once that righteousness is given, what happened? A man who is feeling, this is my judgment. Okay, like they should go and hang me. and suddenly help just appeared. Pam! Discharged and acquitted. No problem. Nothing again. You are now free. What will happen to the person? Peace. Anywhere righteousness exists, peace will do what? Continue to exist. And do you know one thing that will happen where peace is? Is that you can think right. When you have peace, you can think right. This is what I want to do, and you are pursuing it. The reason why most people are just moving up and down, distracted, is because there is no peace. There is no peace. There is no peace. You want to get married to that young man or young woman, and there is something in you, you are just feeling, if you don't have peace about that relationship, you will be disconnected from the person. Even though you wish to talk to the person, but you are not just finding peace. There is a way you flow when peace comes. Are you getting what I'm saying? You flow with the person because you just know you can see your life in that person. You can see yourself in that person. This is what the activation energy comes to do. It comes to, you know, to activate, to reveal the righteousness of God in a man, to also supply the peace of God in that man. He said, the peace of the Lord that passeth all understanding. It passeth all understanding because you don't do anything to generate it. You didn't, it wasn't because you had food, correct one. Because someone pushed and transferred that life into you. So you suddenly appear. Why is this baby be existing before now? Why is he crying? Today, me no man bury. We want to know how she did she die. First day, come make it here. Come make. You know, suddenly the ability to eat. If you give the baby breast, kilo mashele. I'm telling you. Timi ma mu eni wa ye ati ge ge nyoje. So you now imagine Kilo Shelley, it's a mystery. It's strange. This is what happened in you the very day you gave your supply. Jesus Christ came in. Jesus Christ saved you. This is exactly what happened. When he resurrected, he petted you. He released you. And he transferred his life, his nature. His nature is righteousness. And there is that is why we call him the Prince of Peace. So that righteousness comes with peace, and not only that, there is a joy supplied in your spirit. When a man is sorrowful, he cannot do anything. When he's sorrowful, he cannot function. When he's sorrowful, he sees everything as nothing. When he's sorrowful, he can't see things in a correct way. But when there is a joy in your spirit, there is a way you perceive things. Other people are saying, I can't find anything here, but you are seeing something. Faith suddenly comes alive. Are you getting what I'm saying? This kind of supply, these three elements, are you getting me now? We create a room for the functionality of faith. So without the effective or the activeness of these three realities in the life of a believer, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, faith cannot, you can't live a faith life. So if the devil were to water down your faith life, then he comes and makes you see that you are a sinner. He makes you commit unnecessary errors and make you concentrate on those errors. And so that your reality is no longer clear to you. You are no longer aware of who you are. Quickly you shift your attention and you feel, I am not worthy to appear before God. And you know, if you can't appear before God, how do you exercise faith? You need him to really believe in him. So he comes and make you feel, come on, you are not correct. And as soon as he points your errors, peace will leave you. You just feel. And as soon as anywhere you see peace, the absence of peace, there will be commotion there. And as soon as peace is not present or available again, then joy in the Holy Ghost is not available. Then tell me where you want to, how you want to exercise faith. Faith cannot come alive in such environment. So anything that can attack these three realities in you, and you are not living in the consciousness of them every day, has attacked your destiny. And honestly, they were all free gifts. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Once you have, you are just sure you can find those things in you. Your faith level will rise.
And it will be so easy that you know, you can see with the eyes of faith. This is how God is moving. You follow. Even if you can see that this is war and this is not, this is the door. You are looking at the door. And by the eyes of faith, what you can see is this one. That this is the door. Everybody is going like this. You face it. That is where you can see results. And honestly, if you move like that part time, every time you continue to do the impossible. Do you understand? Can you get me? You are tired. Let us continue next week. Can you rise on your feet? I want you to rejoice in the spirit. That's what you want to do. You are a righteous man. You have been saved. Glory! Can you shout that? Glory! Glory! Can you rejoice in the spirit, everyone? Can you rejoice in the spirit? Paul said to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said, rejoice evermore. I say, rejoice evermore. See, listen to me. This dimension of life I just explained to you, do you understand, is what actually brought the disciples, the apostles, the early apostles to that level. Even when they were persecuted, the Bible says they went, they were rejoicing that they partook of the suffering of Christ. What do you think can cause such? Hey! Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to rejoice once again. You are not rejoicing. You are not rejoicing. I call me that you are the one. These people must be drunk. These people, I think they are high. What did they think? One more thing, they are high. Remember that after the rejoicing in the upper room, they step out in power.
in power, doing the unusual. This is who you are. This is your reality. Listen to me. Listen to me. Sin makes a man bow his head down in shame. But righteousness makes him look. He's not afraid to show Jesus. If you carry Jesus and you still put him here, and you still do like this, you are going to church, you put your Bible inside somewhere so that they will know you are going to church. A good of God will remember it. You must be mad.
Yes, sir.
This kind of thing, they look at Paul. They say too much of Lenny has made you mad. Too much of Lenny has made you mad. See, if you don't understand this thing, you will look at scripture, you will not see anything. Because you must see with the eyes of faith to capture the revelation of Christ. If you don't understand this thing, you will keep sitting in the church. The word of the Lord that will be coming with power, you will see nothing. You will hear nothing. Because it takes this dimension. You must come rejoicing. So as the word is going on, you are like, ha! It's the word that triggers you. Have you been hungry before? So hungry and you are just inside your room. Sorry, you are not married. You will be married soon. And your wife just knock and say, Babe, Semo and a 4 year old. Do you understand? Are you like, really? Semo and a 4 year old. No matter how weak you are, grace will be supplied. When a believer sees the word, or you come into the atmosphere of God's word, you are feeling so moody. Or you are in your house, you carry the Bible, you open it, and you should be excited. Have you studied your scripture before? You just open it, you kneel down with the scripture. You call Alon Toko, say, hey, excitement. You read the scripture to the point you lie down, do it like this, and be feeding on it. This is who you are. If this reality cannot come alive in you, you can't. This journey of faith you want to embark on for this month, you will not enjoy it. You must see it. This activation energy, do you understand, came through Christ Jesus. He was the one who labored in it. Are you getting me? I see it as the first faith that set our that produced faith in us. So that is why you don't know. If you say, I came, you don't give your life to Jesus, you can't give it to Jesus. Jesus did all. So by his own faith in God, he bettered us. And you know now, so we receive just his life. And so faith comes alive in us. So as you continue to feed, then you can now walk in faith. There is a walking of faith. Once again, I just want you to rejoice. I will. If you are not still rejoicing, I can't say it in you. Ay, 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 ay